I'll wield this incredible power like a boss. With great power comes great stuff. Welcome to the St. Kennard Files, the Darkwing Duck podcast. I'm your host, Dan Lund, and with me once again is...
Tiffany Silverbraun.
Welcome back, Tiff. Boy, oh boy, has it been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're a little behind.
Yeah, a little bit, but we're finally here bringing the long-awaited review of Megaduck issue number 3. But before that, we have some news to get to, and I'm sure folks want to know some of what we've been up to. So, what have you been doing the past couple months?
Pretty much just sticking to art stuff, working on some little animation things and YouTube videos. Takes a long time to edit.
Plus, you have a very cool cover come out for issue number 4 of Megaduck.
Super excited about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that must be a very proud moment.
Yes.
And I can't wait to eventually get my copy of the cover as well. Has that opened up any new doors for you yet?
People have been... just saying things or discussing things, but nothing solid yet.
Oh, give it time.
Yeah.
Anything else new? Any new items in your collection?
Nope. Just pretty much been working hard on stuff at home. Haven't really been buying anything or going anywhere too interesting. I did like another little mini oddities fest.
Yeah.
And got a little bit of art, and I think that's pretty much it.
Cool. Now, in terms of me, I've been continuing to work on my YouTube channels. Actually had something kind of cool happen with one of mine, because I recently set up some social medias, and a developer from the Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed game actually found my Facebook page for my channels and sent me a free code to play Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed.
So awesome.
Yeah, I actually haven't played it yet. I actually intended to record the first episode of that today, even though it wouldn't drop until June or July, because May is Star Wars month, so I've got to have a Star Wars game on the channel, and I've got 3 other games, so 4 games is at the upper limit of what I can do at once. I don't think I should try and do 5 at once. Other than that, still been collecting my stuff. We recently experienced the totality of the solar eclipse. That was pretty cool.
I unfortunately only had a partial eclipse.
Yeah. Well, at least they got the date right. It's not like that episode of Darkwing where Launchpad had the wrong day.
Yeah.
So, in terms of Darkwing news, there actually is a few different things that have come up lately. First off, I guess I should discuss the brand new Disney Afternoon Adventures Volume 4, which does have a focus more on the adventures of gummy bears, but there is some Darkwing in here. Specifically, the 2 parts of the final Fluffy story, Fluffy's Reign of Terror, are collected in this volume, as well as the 1-page Darkwing story, The Toaster, and the Darkwing story, Hero for a Day. And for anyone that wants to hear our thoughts on Fluffy's Reign of Terror or Hero for a Day, those are previous episodes of the podcast, plug, plug. But there's actually one other interesting comic in this. It's a DuckTales comic that features a lot of Darkwing Duck references. Because they mention that, Launchpad mentioned DW, also mentioned Darkwing by name. There's mention of Gizmo Duck, though, since Gizmo Duck from DuckTales,
Yeah.
that's not necessarily a Darkwing reference.
But we love Gizmo Duck.
But I'd say the best Darkwing reference in here, and this is one that only a real Darkwing fan will get, where Launchpad is like, "That's right, Clint Clobber. I've stared down dizzy rats in electric helmets scarier than you." We all know who Launchpad's talking about there, don't we?
Awesome.
Yeah. So Volume 4 is out for purchase now, but they also have announced Volume 5 since the last time we had an episode. And Volume 5 is going to have a Darkwing Duck cover, because it's going to feature a very special Darkwing Duck comic in. Specifically, it's going to be a French Darkwing comic that has never been reprinted in English until now.
That's so cool.
And I may or may not have had a hand in getting them to print that. I reached out to Fantagraphics and let them know of its existence. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm exactly the reason, but I'd like to think I'm the reason that they decided to go with that one. In terms of other Darkwing comic news, some of you may be aware of the recent Gargoyles comics Kickstarter. Well, they're also going to be doing one for Darkwing Duck. Now, they've announced it, but the Kickstarter itself has not started yet. But if it's anything like the Gargoyles, it's going to be a Kickstarter to collect all the different Darkwing Duck comics and reprint them all. Hopefully that means we'll get all the remaining foreign comics in English as well. Should be a way to get some of those harder to find ones that were either only published once in Disney Adventures, or perhaps maybe Disney Afternoon issue number 10.
Well, definitely donate to that one.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure of the prices. I'm assuming that it'll probably be about $20 a book, and there'll probably be like 3 books. And that's for if it's a soft cover. If it's hardcover, you're looking at like $40.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Kickstarter will happen in a month where I actually have money, because I couldn't really back the Gargoyles one, so I'm stuck hoping that they actually bring those to regular comic shops. With Darkwing, I don't want to take the risk.
Yeah.
The only other Darkwing thing I can think of that's happened lately is Darkwing's costume made an appearance in one of the theme song takeovers recently. I think the one that has a squirrel character named Kiff or Criff, something like that. It's one of those, like, blink and you'll miss it sort of thing. That episode also featured shout-outs to DuckTales, Gargoyles, and Rescue Rangers.
Nice.
So with that, I think we should start discussing Negaduck number 3. I think our listeners have waited long enough to hear our thoughts on this.
Yeah.
So once again, the script is by Jeff Parker, with the art and colors by Ciro Cangiolosi. So how do we start this one?
So we get a little refresher of where we were at, which was Negaduck finding the location of Agony Island, where King Midas's vault is, and he is being grabbed by a giant squid in Taurus Bulba's ship.
Yep. So close, and yet so far. I was certain that flying in would be the safest approach, but the sea monsters in these parts, they've got reach.
Yeah. And
surely a robo-gangster ship has some kind of defenses. I know there's something good. Maybe I can drop something on it. Aha! Anytime you see a lightning bolt on a button, you must press that button.
That's a pretty inviting button.
Oh, yeah. Makes me think of, ooh, what does this button do?
Yeah. And we actually get a title, Gold Feather Part 3.
Yep. That's one thing I have to give this series, is that it has titles, unlike the previous Darkwing cutscenes.
Yeah.
Also, no stupid sound effects.
Yeah. So right
yeah,
after
you that, just get normal sound effects like zzzzzz and sploosh and whirr.
So yeah, we get a giant electric shock to the tentacle, and the ship starts falling to the water. Aha, yep. Free! Wait, I wanted to keep flying. You see the ship sploosh into the water and the eyes of the giant Kraken, I guess.
Yeah, we'll call him the Kraken.
And Negaduck says, come on, Bulba, surely you thought of everything. Like, if you needed to go underwater, where's the button where? And then you see a button with a giant fish on it. Got it. Gotta be it.
Yep. And it is. It activates submarine mode.
Yep. You see a bunch of propellers, or two propellers, I guess, not a bunch, start on the back of the ship. And he goes swimming away.
Yep. Whoa. Hey. Yeah. Close one. Okay. I get why this is the Sea of Misery. Good name, ancient map guys. So long, Grabby. Negaduck won't be another one of your shipwreck meals. But what is it that Qui-Gon says? There's always a bigger fish. And that is what Negaduck is submarining right toward.
Yeah, a giant orange fish monster with huge sharp teeth.
Yep. But luckily, Negaduck manages to avoid that. Also, is it just me, or do those two eels look a little familiar?
They look familiar, but also, do they change color?
I don't. Well, maybe. But at least in this first panel, they remind me a lot of Flotsam and Jetsam from Little Mermaid.
Yep, the poopsies.
But yeah, they decide to try and make a meal out of the submarine. Hey, this is an expensive vessel. I don't steal cheap stuff. Aren't you all supposed to be singing about how great it is beneath the waves?
Yeah, definitely a Little Mermaid reference.
Oh, yeah. What happens and then, next?
Then we see a bunch of sea creatures all latching onto the ship. And he tries to push the machine to its limit to try to get rid of all the sea creatures. He's swimming away. And then he goes so fast that he propels himself out of the water, and you see the sea creatures all flying off the ship.
Yep. Unfortunately, his landing's not quite so soft.
I love how colorful all these fish are.
Yeah. And they're all over the ship. Well, a bunch of them are stolen ship anyway.
Yeah.
Off my stolen ship, you creeps. Go flop back into the sea. I'm on a mission. I'm the first duck in centuries to come for the gauntlet of... No! Why is Negaduck saying no?
We see the whole parade of villains coming off of their ship.
Yep, we got the Fearsome Four and all of the other also-rans that went with them.
Yep. We get Bushroot. Perfect landing, Megavolt. Quackerjack. What luck. I can't believe Negaduck immediately got eaten by a sea monster. Megavolt. Up that way. Up that way is a cave. It must be Midas's secret vault.
And then, of course, Liquidator with, let's move. This deal won't last.
And we love when Liquidator actually talks in his advertising slogans, so that's cool.
Yeah. It is very nice to see that they more or less got that right throughout this.
Yep.
But, of course, Negaduck's not too happy about this, is he?
No, he is super angry. How did these goofballs find out about my great plan? My plan that I stole myself. And they got here first. So he is obviously going to be super sneaky and spy on them and follow them while they're on their way. His plan is...
His first plan is a little different. Since he says, I'll intercept them and fight them all one by one. Even if that will leave me very tired by the time I reach the cave.
We see some of the, I guess, thugs, you would call them. I don't know what you call the secondary villains. They're walking in front. And they're talking about being in front means that they'll be the first to get the spoils. And then you see...
Hey, I heard that. We had an arrangement. Don't worry, Quack. We'll turn your shoe to gold. Vines here are so thick and kind of moving.
Yeah, we see vines approach down and wrap around them and pull them up into the air. Yep. And when this
amazing. What?
I was going to say, I thought this was... Instantly, I thought this was Bushroot's powers doing this.
Yeah. But it actually isn't. Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Amazing. These are very rare strangleberry vines. They'll force you to enjoy their fruit for a few days. I suggest you not resist. Hello, my friends. May the rest of us pass through.
Yeah, so his power is just that, you know, they can walk free amongst the strangleberries. Strangleberry vines.
But this does give Naganuk the idea for what he will do. Maybe it's not a bad idea to let them clear the path. Have a very good time, boys. Ugh, I'm glad no one heard that. That's a Quacker Jack thing.
It's kind of a strawberry shortcake thing.
That too. But then Naganuk hears a scream. Ooh, that sounds even worse than being force-fed. Yep, that's worse. What's he see?
He's like a kind of Audrey 2-esque plant monster eating one of the thug villains. Well, not quite eating him. Bushroot
you
says,
"You know that plant thing kind it does look kind of like Audrey 2. I would also say that it looks a little like Lilliput and a strawberry."
Yeah. It does look like a strawberry. Bushroot says, don't worry, your costume will prevent it from digesting you and spit you out in a few hours. Onward, my friends.
Yeah. Also, is it just me, or does that buzzard character kind of look like, what was his name from DuckTales? Bradford.
Which one?
The buzzard character, doesn't he look like Bradford Buzzard from DuckTales 2017?
Yeah, totally.
Like, it's not just that he's a buzzard, it's a suit, I think, that makes that really makes the comparison.
Yep.
So, what happens next?
So, we see Quacker Jack urging them along in front of him, and you see like a pit of mud, and we hear, yow, what? Quicksand! Liquidator comes up. Quicksand isn't a real problem, friends. You're just stuck in a mud pit. You won't drown. Well, we don't like it.
Yeah, and Megavolt, Quacker Jack, Bushroot use the heads of the grunts as a stepping stone over.
Yep.
Yeah, grunts. I guess that's a good word for them, the grunts.
Yeah. And Naganuk is not far behind and does the same thing.
Yep.
He says they should. I guess they picked up a few tricks from their old boss.
Yeah, which is being said in in response to the other guy who's like, say, you jerk, let's keep going in front so we run into the trap first.
Yep. Naked Duck accidentally slips on some mud on his way, and he falls directly on top of Liquidator.
Yeah. I told you someone was following us. Our old boss, who just fell into savings.
Yeah, and then Negaduck, you four didn't find this place on your own. How did you follow me? Megavolt.
Tracer, Bulba's ship has a nice clear signal.
And I don't know why when Quackerjack is talking here, because he has the teeth, I'm like hearing him in his Mr. Banana Brain voice.
You know, the same thing here. Like, in my head, I read it as, and we're getting the gauntlet instead.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, but they...
Megaduck is not having any of it. Oh no, you're not. You think this jungle trail was treacherous? All the real danger awaits in Midas's cave. Your powers help so far, but to get through there, you'll need a real criminal genius.
I guess.
I think, I think that's Megavolt saying that. Yeah. Can it be true? Will the world tremble at the, probably short, reunion of the fearsome five?
Yeah, you see them approach the temple, and it's very ominous looking with, like, a face with sharp teeth as its columns.
Yeah, but I see a problem here. So, the previous page, we see them a short distance from that temple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you say that would take them? Like, 5-10 minutes top to walk over?
Mm-hmm.
And the next page, it says, mere hours later, and they're just in front of the thing they show up the other page. That does not add up.
Maybe they were arguing that whole time.
Possibly.
Yeah, but
they've made it. In 3,000 years, we're the first to reach the Vault of King Midas.
Not intimidating at all.
Maybe it's just a carving. No, the teeth are the entrance. I have the drawing. Those need to come down, down, down.
Yeah, and then Negaduck, I copied this out of Morgana Macabre's history book. There's an opening incantation here. Knock and knock and knock. Open a door. Let me in. Let me in. So
it works, though.
What?
I said it works, though.
Yeah. Yep, you see the giant stone teeth separate and they enter.
Yeah. They talk about how it's a little too dark, but luckily Megaduck has a torch to light a lamp. Anyone got any matches? Electricity will ignite that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if this fuel even burns anymore. Now, to be honest, after that long, the fuel probably should have evaporated.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he lights it, and you see the temple with the stone statues around it and a bunch of pots and various items scattered about.
Yeah. Also giant statues.
Yep. And then you see a big statue of King Midas, and there's 3 gauntlets in front of it.
Yep. Dial it back. 3 of us can each have one. Out of my way! I'm getting the magic touch. I need it now! This offer won't last! Quackerjack gets his hands on one. I can feel the magic! Also, I guess Midas was left-handed? And then Busher's like, are you going to start getting angry and menacing us? Nagadak responds with, nope, knock yourselves out, boys. He knows something they don't he?
Yep.
So, what happened?
So, Quackerjack tested out on a shield to make turn it into a solid gold shield, but he says, what? Did gold look different back in the olden days? Crunch, crunch, and it turned into stone.
Yep.
And falls and lands on his foot. Then we see Megavolt, and he puts on one of the gauntlets and tries it on a chariot.
Yeah.
It's turning it into diamonds, but
anyway. Wishful yeah. thinking, Volt. You got yourself a chariot made of glass.
Yeah,
and Liquidator does his own attempt on a dragon statue. Third time's the charm. Let's go for the gold. Or maybe the legend was the chocolate touch. I guess all the course could go for some sweets, but it's not as good as he thought. It's chocolate, but without any sugar. Bleh, bleh, indeed.
I think that might be an error that it's orange and that it was supposed to be brown.
I thought it was more of a light brown myself. Like, I didn't think it was orange.
Hmm. It looks a little weird off to me. But either way,
it's gross chocolate, so who cares how it looks?
I mean, you could always add sugar. I'd take that chocolate glove. Yeah.
But Nagadok's like, now, if you're all ready to stop acting like children, there was a final instruction in the magic history book. Light Midas's brazier to hear the wisdom of the king. As Nagadok lights a torch in front of the Midas statue.
Yep. And you see the statue glowing with flames from inside, coming out of its eyeballs and mouth. And you hear...
And lighting up its beard.
Yeah. You hear an ominous voice. You have entered the hidden vault of King Midas. If you made it past the cursed jungle, you are exceptional. Or it was a bad year for the plants. Either way. I would hope you want to see my paintings, which are displayed on the walls. My instructor said they show real promise. Very, very silly.
Yeah.
Fine. You surely seek my legendary gauntlet. I only ask that first you hear my warning. The legend brought many greedy forces to attack my kingdom. I tried to destroy it, but that is impossible. So I had it brought to this very dangerous island and used every magic to keep it sealed away from the world. If it goes unused for long enough, it may finally cease to work. And we see the gauntlet, and it's very shiny gold.
Yep, in all its golden glory.
Yeah. Still, you have earned the right to choose. I hope you learn from my mistakes and walk away. Me see Nagadek's reflection in the gauntlet.
It's here. The real gauntlet of King Midas. I don't know, Puff. The scary statue seemed to think it was a bad idea to bring this back out again. Stupid magic statues always saying dumb stuff. I'm not some wannabe painter king. I'm Nagadek. So Nagadek puts on the gauntlet. Whatever mistakes he made, I'll be ready for him. I'll wield this incredible power like a bomb. With great power comes great stuff. Which is definitely a reference to Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And then we see Megadeth with the gauntlet in front of the statue. Get ready to see the riches. Duck in the world now that I have a golden touch. What are you all acting like that for? this is a really good development, but I don't think they're so upset about Naylock having the gloves so much as whatever that ominous shadow is on the ground in front of them.
Yes.
And that is where this issue concludes.
Yep.
So, what do you think?
I thought it was pretty good. I really like the art in this one. I think that there wasn't really anything weird in it at all. And I think the colors were really good. I like all the underwater stuff. I like all the plant stuff. And yeah, it looked great. And loved the liquidator dialogue. I think some of the Negaduck stuff was pretty good and some was a little awkward, but I mean, it's got a lot of stuff in this issue too. They actually find the gauntlet and you see the Fearsome Four reunited with Negaduck. So that's cool. I think it was a pretty good issue. I think I'd give it 3 canisters. Maybe 3.5.
Did you say 3.5?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Well, I also thought this was a pretty strong issue. There was a lot in there. You know, Naylock's, attempts to get on the Agony Island, all the trap stuff, finding the fake gauntlets and then the real gauntlets. So it really progressed the story. The dialogue wasn't bad. The art in it is pretty good. There's a couple moments where the art is a little like, blah, but, nothing that distracts too much from it. Some decent jokes. So I also will give this a 3.5.
Nice.
But that's going to do it for this issue. I think the next time we record, we'll be doing Justice Ducks number 1.
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone will tune in for that. Hopefully it won't take us so long to get that one recorded.
Yeah. And I don't know. And still in general, I think I'm liking this better than the Darkwing series.
Oh, for sure. It's leagues better. Like even the next issue, I think it dips a bit from what we've had, but it's still better than the Darkwing stuff, so
yeah, unfortunately.
So we are the St. Canard Files, the Darkwing Duck podcast. You can find us on all major podcast apps and YouTube. Tiff, where can the fans find you, and do you have any shout outs?
I'm on Instagram at Tiffany Silverbron and at Regurgitating Gertie, YouTube at CarneyTube and at RadioActTiffany. I don't think I have any shout outs this week.
Okay. For folks who want to find me, I have 2 YouTube channels, DMC Jedi Man and DMC Jedi Man Gaming. I also have a Facebook, a Twitter, and a Discord now for my YouTube channels. They're known as DMC Jedi Man Ben. Also, you can find me at my personal Facebook page. Just tell me that you're coming from St. Canard Files, because I do kind of screen who I allow on my friends list. In terms of shout-out, I think I'm going to give a shout-out to Fantagraphic, because I am very happy with their Disney Afternoon Adventures Volume 4. And I'm really excited to see what Volume 5 will have, aside from the aforementioned French Darkwing comic. But that's going to do it for this episode. And I do have to go, because I think I see a lightning bolt button, and I think I need to press it.
All right.
Hi, everybody.